You're in the moment. I'm Kara Hetland sitting in today for Lori Walsh. And mid last week, Nicole Manannian became Northern State University's head girls swimming coach. Nicole is from the East Coast and came to Northern to attend graduate school. And in the moment, producer Chris Loffrey begins this conversation by asking her at what point in her life did she realize that swimming was going to be her thing?
Well, I started swimming competitively when I was six at the YMCA, and I just loved it. I loved being in the water. I loved going to practice, being part of the team. I've loved it as long as I can remember. It's always been a big part of my life.
Now, you've stuck with it and have been rather successful. Now, you're from New Jersey. Tell us about your high school swimming days at Southern Regional High School.
Yeah, I swam for Southern Regional High School all 4 years. I was a member of the varsity team all 4 years, but I also swam for the Ocean County YMCA, so I was on both teams at the same time, and I competed on their national team for YMCA age group swimming, and I loved it the whole time.
After high school, Nicole, you went on to Providence College. Tell us about the progression of swimming as you got older. Competition got greater, intensity picked up, I would assume?
Swimming in college is a little bit different than swimming for my Y team, but the team was really great, and it was just awesome being part of a group. When, as soon as I walked into campus, I had friends right away, and, traveling and going to practice every day, there was always a big group of us, and it was just a really great experience, and I just really, loved being around swimming.
Was it overwhelming at all? Because I transitioned from high school football to college football, and I was just taken aback thinking, wow, what did I do? Did you ever have that moment?
Not really, just because I always was in the swimming for the fun of it. But it takes some skill to have some time management with classes and, training. But, I really liked it the whole time. I don't know. I was doing it because I liked it, not because I had to be there.
How long did it take you to gel, if you will, with your teammates once you got to Providence?
We were a pretty close group. So, it really started on my recruiting trip, getting to know them and then keeping in touch. And then when I decided to go there, I had already been in contact with some of the swimmers already on the team and other freshmen going in. So it was a pretty immediate click.
Now, you graduated from Providence in 2013 with a biology degree, rather. What brought you to Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota?
Well, I was applying for graduate assistantships, and when speaking with the previous coach, Elise Casagar, I felt like I had a lot to learn from her, and it seemed like a pretty unique university with such a supportive community, and I really wanted to be part of it, so I was excited when I was offered the graduate assistantship, and it has been an incredible experience. I've learned a lot in the past 2 years and had the opportunity to coach with the Aberdeen Swim Club because I grew up with age group swimming, so I really want to be able to be involved with age group swimming as well. So it was just seemed like a perfect match to me.
The name you brought up, Elise Casagar, is going to come up again here in just a few minutes. But right now, for the past 2 seasons, you've touched on this, you've worked as a graduate assistant and have worked specifically with the Northern State distance swimmers. Was this your specialty over the years?
Yeah, I trained distance and competed in some distance events in college. So when I came in, Elise had me write the distance workouts, and I've been leading the kind of the distance program. We split up into groups twice a week and train that way, so I was leading their workouts.
This is In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with head swimming coach at Northern State University, Nicole Manannian. Now, you're just the second head swimming coach at Northern State. The program has done quite well, making its first appearance in school history at the NCAA National Championships with 6 new school records, 5 All-American performances, and 2 national championships. Now, you have to recruit, if you will, to maintain that level of success. What's your train of thought there?
People get excited about successful programs, and right now we are a successful program. We fielded our first national team, like you said, but we also have the highest GPA in Division II, and actually of all divisions for women's swimming, which is really exciting for us. People get excited about successful programs, and I really think that that's something that we have here that we can sell to our potential student athletes.
Tell us about your support system at Northern State University, both in the pool and out of the pool.
Well, Aberdeen is an incredible community, and they're just really supportive of athletics and academics. And, you know, we have a lot of support in the community from the club team and individual donors. And it's just really everybody working together to give these student athletes the best experience that they can have.
Now, you were within just a couple of months, if I read correctly, to finishing up your Master's of Sport Performance and Leadership at Northern State University. How does that degree help you moving forward in your career?
I've learned a lot during my master's degree program here. You know, we take classes over 2 years and kind of explore what it is to be a coach from all different angles. So we learn that administrative area of it, but we also take classes in sociology and sports psych, and as well as the biomechanics behind activities and strength training. So it's been really, really helpful. All the classes are applicable to what I'm doing now every day. It's pretty exciting.
I'd like you to jump on the platform right now and talk about your team and talk about your athletes and just essentially tell us in a nutshell what Northern State University's swim team is like right now.
They are an incredible group of hardworking women. They work really hard at practice every single day, every dry land session, our lifting sessions, and every practice. And they also work hard in the classroom. You know, and I think that's really starting to show with our program and how we've improved over the years and where we are right now. They just work really, really hard.
Give us some names of, and I say this so loosely, of your top athletes, your top swimmers now, if you will.
Okay, well, Hannah Castigar was our national champion in this past year when we went to nationals. And Etta Skorick, she swam in an individual event at nationals as well. And we also had Josie Gilland and Kayla Sproles attend the national team on the relay. So those were our top four national team members this past year. So that was really exciting.
Hannah Castigar, I'm guessing a relationship there with Elise Castigar, maybe?
Yes. Elise is her mother.
So she's had some good teaching, so to speak, and good genes, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back to Elise Castigar here in just a second. But so when does the recruiting start for you? Has it already?
Yeah, I was helping with recruiting as the graduate assistant, and so now I'm still working on it. Recruiting never really stops. You know, that's really the big part about building the program and continuing success is getting our name out there and getting people excited about Northern and wanting to come here.
Are you nervous, Nicole, about anything? And I do mean anything, just being honest, anything about being the head coach, swimming coach, that is, at Northern State University?
Well, anytime you transition into a new role, there's going to be challenges, and I'm sure I'm in for a few challenges in the next year, 2 years, but I'm excited for it. You know, I love swimming, and it's been such a big part of my life, and I enjoy working with the athletes every day on the pool deck, and I'm really fortunate to have been given this position, and I'm really excited.
Swimming is something that doesn't get talked about much, but I think it's just as important as any other sport. How long has the swimming program been in existence at Northern State University in Aberdeen?
Elise Castigar started the program 10 years ago. We're finishing up our 10th season, so next year we will be at the beginning of our 11th, which is a fairly new program, but we have done an amazing job for how young our team is.
What have you learned from Elise Castigar, and what sticks out the most to you that you plan on carrying over now that you are at the helm?
I have learned so much from Elise. Like I said, I came here as a graduate assistant because I felt like the community was great and the team was wonderful, but also that I could learn a lot from her, and I really have. She's been a great mentor for me for the past 2 years. What I really like to take away from my time learning and working with her is that she really emphasizes building great people in addition to great athletes, and I think that's really important to look at, that, you know, being in college is a time when, you know, they are adults, but they do need direction and guidance, and I'm excited that I'm in a situation where I'll be able to provide that to these wonderful women that we have coming in and, you know, continuing their success in the pool and in the classroom, but also becoming great people.
Well, we wish Ms. Castigar best of luck on her future endeavors. Newly appointed head swimming coach at Northern State University, Nicole Mananian, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very much.
SDPB's In the Moment producer Chris Loffrey talking with Nicole Mananian, the Northern State University head girls swimming coach, talking about swimming in South Dakota and at the collegiate level.